Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Frank Sinatra setting us up here at 7:12 in Brian and Kathleen Mornings for our weekly conversation, My Marriage Matters, with Joe and Cindy Farini. Thanks for coming back, you guys.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. So how should we handle families that are unsupportive? That's a pretty big topic there. Dad, let's start with you. So we're not sure exactly how this particular family is unsupportive, but what direction would you advise this couple for a starting point?
Very good. Well, unfortunately, we really don't know what they are unsupportive about in this scenario. But as we know from Scripture, part of the marriage covenant always involves leaving our father and mother, cleaving to each other as a husband and wife. And it would be nice if our families were always supportive of every situation that we as a husband and wife were involved in. But that's a pretty unrealistic thing to think that that will always happen. But it could be that maybe in this case, since we don't know the whole story here, that maybe the family members see some red flags regarding a situation that the married couple doesn't see. And so I think it's always wise to seek counsel from many people regarding life issues and gain their support, or at least to get their blessing if you can. But if after a lot of prayer and deliberation and clear leading by the Lord regarding this matter, you know, the husband and wife just need to follow the Lord's leading. If the family doesn't agree with the husband and wife, then this couple needs to be faithful to follow the Lord's leading in their life. You know, ultimately, the husband and wife, they're going to be accountable to the Lord for their decision.
Yeah, totally. So you say leave and cleave. And Mom, I guess I'm wondering from you, what suggestions might you give this couple in terms of, you know, creating their own family and moving forward?
Well, I like everything that Dad just said. And I guess one thing I would elaborate on is I don't know if there's any communication in this family at all. That's kind of what I was wondering, if it's just sort of like they don't even talk. But if they did, I guess I would go to the parents or whoever's unsupported in their family and sort of find out why. Mm-hmm. And then see if there's a change that could be made, because, you know, we're all not right all the time. And sometimes it's so easy to justify our actions and say, you know, I'm right and they're wrong. So I think, you know, we need to assume the best of other people, but we also have to realize for ourselves that we might have to be willing to grow and change. Mm-hmm. And so what does that mean? And I would say too, you know, not everyone is going to support us in everything. And sometimes I look back and I think, you know, gosh, I wonder what it would have been like if everybody in our family really helped us and supported us in our care and our life with Joey. Wow. But not everybody did, and that's okay, because I can't support everybody either if it's a helpful situation kind of thing. You can't do everything. So we have to sort of pick and choose what things we're able to do.
Yeah.
And now if this is an issue of power, you know, if the other people want power over you, well, then that's a whole different issue. And I think we have to make some changes. And what Dad said is exactly right. We have to leave and cleave. And definitely, and you know, I always say this, I don't have to agree with other people. I don't have to like what other people are saying, but that doesn't mean I have to be mean or nasty. I can be kind in the midst of a situation that I'm not fond of or not happy about. I don't have to be nasty. I don't have to buy into it. But I do need to honor and respect other people.
So. Yeah. Now, we're not like particularly sure what this specific listener said, you know, their family's being unsupportive, but what if it is something about, you know, seeking reconciliation? How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the husband and wife, they need to follow the exhortation of Romans 12:18, which reads, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Now, I can guarantee that that is more easily said than done at times. But this would always include, as Mom said, to being respectful and always walking in humility before them. And, you know, again, it's your integrity that is on stage at this point. Mom, you have anything else?
I do. You know, I was thinking, I like the verse that you just shared, but I also like the verse Philippians 2, verse 3. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or a vain conceit, rather, you know, in a humbling way, value others above yourself. And I think that's really important, because as I said a minute ago, we can't all be right, and we can't all, you know, do everything. But a great book that I think might be helpful for this couple as well as for others listening is by Henry Cloud, and the other author, I forget his first name, but it's Townsend is the last name. And it's just called Boundaries. Now, they have, you know, boundaries for couples, boundaries for aunts and uncles, boundaries for, you know, goes on and on. But just get the Boundaries book. I've probably read it probably 3 or 4 times, and I'm always learning something. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just shows us really how to honor and respect other people, and yet, you know, continuing in the walk that we feel like God has for us, and just, you know, observing what's going on, but then also being able to take our stand in a loving Christian way.
Yeah, and I think what always strikes me is the fact that you'll spend more of your life, Lord willing, with your spouse than you will with your parents. That's something I guess I've been thinking a lot about lately. I'm 26? So I spent 26 years as a Ferini, but for hopefully more than 26 years, I'll be a Zion, you know? So it's just interesting to kind of put things in perspective that way.
Sure. Yeah. And it's important for not only for you to understand that and recognize that, you and your husband, but for us as parents, Joe and I, for you, and so listeners, for, you know, those of you that are the parents, for you to recognize that and to be able to say, you know, we can't have our own way in everything, and why would we not support our children? Well, if it's a matter of sin, we do not support sin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as a parent, I want to do, and I know Joe, Dad, does too, we want to do everything that we can to help our children and support them. We might not agree with every single thing, but that's not our role. That isn't our role as parents of a married child to just go along with everything. But we do need to support as best we can.
Well, once again, you've been listening to a great conversation with Joe and Cindy Ferini with My Marriage Matters. Joe and Cindy, how can people connect with you if they've got questions like this they want us to cover on the show?
Thank you. Our website is one way. They can email us directly through joeferini.com or cindyferini.com. And if they're into the Facebook thing, we are at My Marriage Matters. And I try to post a couple of things per week right around the 8 or 9 o'clock hour. That's just something for them to talk about. Maybe just today's going to be a cartoon. And
ooh, so fun.
Real theological, you know.
Yeah. Can you tell I'm her daughter?
Just something fun that we can just have fun in our marriages, and then also just things that we can talk about. It's only like a sentence or two, so it's nothing time consuming.